Christine, thank you again for allowing me to record this for learning purposes.
Thank you.
So I've just been talking about your beautiful necklace and the messages and my necklace.
It comes to, it helps me to, like you, I like to visualize things. It helps me to remind myself that there is something that I could look up to instead of being stuck with my idea and sometimes.
Yeah, and such a beautiful, it's a flower. I can't quite see it. Is it a flower?
It is a flower.
Yeah. With how many petals? Six, seven. Yeah, it's beautiful. And you said joy. What else is on there?
It's joy. It's happiness. It's health. It's love. It's passion. It's serenity.
Oh my gosh. Such beautiful messages. I can see your smile.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's, it's like when we talked last time, when I talk about, you know, when I will practice to say to myself that I'm doing my best instead of, you know, being disappointed with myself and, you know, brushing my teeth, you know, this is, it happens all maybe. And then it's the same thing when I pick up something, it's like what I really, really care today about. I have, if it's a respect, I have a R that I bought. It's a designer that she does a lot with the meaning in it. And I put R in, you know, and this is for respect. And I think this is something that I carry close to my heart so I don't forget why I do what I do. And this is something, you know, I think throughout this coaching, if you may allow me just to explore, is like, it's more and more I recognize that I am happy with the person I am and I am who I am and how do I show up, and the qualities that I thought they were weaknesses, they became more something that this is me, in a way, accept it or leave it, but this is me at the same time, that get me where I am today, that get me to the point of being so curious of improving myself, of going into like coaching session, going into sharing things that normally I don't have a problem to dig down and scratch and see, okay, what's behind that, to understand how can I become better, how can I deal with it to better, and I'm very grateful for that. And that for your help as well. Maybe I want to put it up front, but this is maybe the messages that I carry is really becoming more and more how happy I am with myself, even though I do mistakes. It doesn't matter, you know. And sometimes, you know, I become hard on myself, but it's understanding that maybe, yes, you recognize it. You don't practice self-compassion very, very much. Mm-hmm. Yes, accept the fact that, and then maybe try to do something about it.
As you speak, I see your energy, smile, and it's just a sense of wholeness that I sense when you speak about yourself in this kind, generous way. It's really touches my heart to see you embracing yourself in this way.
Yeah. Then the question, how can we keep that and how can we not get into, and this is, it's my, I wouldn't say trauma, but it's always my point of, and this is something I would like to explore. It's like you dramatize, you catastrophize, make it catastrophic more. You know, you are more like going into the negative side. And this is something that maybe we could explore a little bit. Why do I always transition to what if something goes wrong? And you want to always maybe cater for the worst case scenario and start to worry about it from now, instead of staying with the present. And, you know, you don't need to, we don't enjoy all the time the present, but just to accept it. And, you know, this notion of acceptance and and the notion of control. Maybe that comes hand in hand. So this is more the fact that why do I jump into the drama, even though I'm a positive person, even though I am a good, you know, like I have positivity in me and I have, you know, but it goes all the time, you know, this black thoughts, I call them, you know, then coloring come back, you know, they come to my mind. But this is something to explore today.
Yeah, it's a great topic. Can I just ask you, your collar is sometimes brushing up against the microphone. Can you just maybe either tuck your collar or something?
It's yes, I'll sometimes. Do that.
Yeah, thank you. Perfect. Thank you. Yay, perfect.
Yeah, thank you.
So there's a recognition that you're happy with yourself, and at the same time, there's something that takes you too easily into the drama or black thoughts. So there's some, how would you describe the territory that you want to explore today?
Why do I go down that road? Why do I don't, you know, if I look like, if it's a scale from being recognizing the state that I am today and to the state that flipping, you know, what triggers the flip to the going on the drama side and going thinking about more the catastrophe that can happen rather than staying in the in the presence, and maybe that trigger, you know, what's the what is it, the where the flip happens.
Mm-hmm. They seem to be key concepts for you, a trigger and a flip. So how would you know that you have succeeded in getting a trigger or a flip in this session?
Is to identify them more.
All right. There seems to be a starting point, and because I just want to ask you, seeing your beautiful necklace with the messages on it was the starting point of where we were conversing.
Yes.
I don't know what word to say. And then you've got this other side, the flip side, about the drama and the black thoughts. And in between, there's some triggers that flip between this I'm happy with me to the drama catastrophic.
Yeah.
Have I missed anything, or is that how you...
No.
All right. All right, so we've got some triggers, and you'll understand. We can ask you about the triggers and figure out whether you've got some progress during and at the end of the session. So where would you like to explore?
I would like to explore the triggers. You know, what gets me to the point of, from the fact that there is a situation or I'm happy, you know, it's like... There is this, and why do I directly move into the the situation where I want to, you know, it's like it's horrible, it's gonna be, you know, and it's like, why do I deal with the future before the future happens? Maybe to get into the point where your mind, my mind, start to think ahead instead of just be here and now. What is it that starts to happen in my mind there.
How do you know when you've gone into that future catastrophic? Is it catastrophic always or not?
It's why I start, when I start to get all the worst case, what can happen, you know? It's like if I take my child, you know, it's like if I look at, okay, right now, they play enough amount of hours on their iPads or whatever that is, you know, the time with the screens. And I'm, you know, it's like I'm scared to death that, you know, they will become addicted to it, or they will become, you know, instead of accepting that maybe it's not going to be that dramatic, Christine. So why do you make a big thing out of it right now? And then you are on the minute behind them instead of allowing. Don't think about all the bad things that might happen with it. And maybe, so this is maybe one example that I react, because that triggers, of course, certain reaction with me. Like when we talk about previously about, you know, either it becomes like, because I care, and then the starting point becomes mixed up with caring, and then lack of tolerance, and then bad reactions. So of course it gets me into a point where I react to it very strongly, because I projected maybe 10 times what it is.
As you're speaking, I get a sense of a process. You've been already articulating something about, because I care, then you notice something, say, about your children. You have two children, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. And then there's something that happens in your mind that creates some sort of emotional trigger, and then the thought is negative or catastrophic. That's sort of what I heard so far.
Yeah.
How does that sound
to
you?
That's true.
What else is in that maybe hierarchy of what happens? Because it seems like you're slowing it down right now to, as you talk about it.
It's the starting point of caring. Maybe it's the what is really important for me, or what's really maybe one of the big, I don't know, maybe it's a value. I don't know if caring is a value, but it's something that I have a strong belief in it. It's that. And then it's the fear as well. You know, it's like if I couple it, you know, it's the care and then the fear of, if I put it in a professional manner, it's like the fear of not being professionally recognized, or not, you know, you lose your edge or something like that. You know, it's like that fear, or that, and then it triggers. This is where the trigger happened, and maybe this is where I start to dramatize things and go into the mode where, you know, you become emotionally very engaged and then detached from the present where you are.
Mm-hmm. I have a couple of thoughts as you're speaking. I just want to ask you what you feel is, if any of these are worthwhile exploring. One is, you mentioned a strong belief, and there was even as you said it with strong belief. Mm. That seemed to have some resonance.
Yeah.
Then there's almost, I'm now wondering whether there's some sort of values flower equivalent to the flower values or qualities that you have around your neck today. And I'm not sure whether that's worth exploring, so you can see, here are the values I here's what I value, here's the dark places I go to, and I can have a look at all of those and feel which ones are triggering me or not. I don't know. That's just some thoughts. Mm-hmm. What's your sense when I say that?
I think the way I see that is that I forget about the center. You know, you forget about this, the petals, you forget about them, and then you go into the dark place instead of exploring from the positive place. I think this is, if I would more think about myself, that I explore from the negative side. And I start to use that, this negative creativity instead of using the positive one and the one. And then how can I maybe, and this is takes to the point, like, how can I shift back? How can I be completely aware that here you're tilting? Am I, is it a dramatizing? It's like you get all the thoughts and then you just... acknowledge them maybe, and then go back to the point of, okay, let me use the petal of the rose, let me use those, let me use joy, let me use serenity, but when you suffocate, when you end up like with the anxiety of the bad, the dark side of it, it's how can I break that and go back to the positive side? Mm-hmm.
You've been using your hands this whole time as you're describing that to do the flip.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's the switch or the flip that when you get those negative thoughts that can actually be the trigger for some sort of choice point about how you continue to talk to yourself about what happened, what's happening?
Maybe to start asking myself question, what am I doing? Just to state which side am I using now that I am aware of both sides? Which side am I exploring more, or which side I allow it to take over? I have read something about or listened to something like, fear are illusions that we give them power. Most of our fears are illusions that we give them power. And I think, and here again, I use the point that what am I giving power to right now? Mm-hmm. Should I give power maybe to the dark thoughts and the choices? So maybe this is one of the trigger that I could utilize. Am I giving power to whom right now? And be aware of that, and then based on that, try to say, okay, let me push the other. Why don't I start giving power to the other side, which is the love, the love, the compassion, what we talked about, or the serenity, or the joy.
There's another thought that's come to me as you're speaking, that they're just qualities as well. For instance, in your metaphor of the flower, seeing that's where we've seemed to be, I'm not sure whether I have this right, but are there flowers that are night bloomers that are poisonous, but they're so beautiful that you can look at them and go, wow, they are so beautiful. But if you touch them, they're poisonous. And yet they're beautiful. Mm. I don't know if that means anything to you or not. Mm.
Yeah, what it resonates with me is the fact that is a meaning in both sides. One is to get us to maybe be ready or prepare ourselves, or to not being it's like when you plan for that, it's like, I don't want to get disappointed, or I don't want to get, this. And then to understand, and then to say that, okay, that has a value, but maybe I shouldn't allow it to take over the others. So this is more of a coping mechanism, maybe, or like, what am I? It's a self-defense in a way, when you try to limit your expectation on things, or you try to see that, okay, to accept things more. And the fact that I should not allow it, then fine, I recognize that, but it should not take over.
Mm-hmm. How would you recognize that it should not take over?
By the fact that I recognize that it is the dark place I'm going. It is the other side of the me dramatizing things, of me being more maybe into the future as well. It didn't happen, or can I control it, or is it, you know, it's just to where is it? These things that I want to avoid going, or allow myself to be dragged there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said at the beginning that you have recognized that you're really happy with yourself.
Yes.
And now you're explaining all these dark thoughts and these negative qualities in yourself. How do you reconcile those two?
The way I reconcile them, by the fact that I am able to, if I get into a conscious level, I'm able to flip and to say there are good things, there are good aspects, there are, you know, I have qualities, I have, I use compassion, I use love, my starting point, etc. So I could go into the point where there is wealth I can tap into. There is this beautiful flower I could see, and it's there. The only thing that I'm recognizing as well, that I should not give the power to the other side. So it's more that, yes, I'm happy to myself. I'm happy with myself because I have been managing to understand, to explore more and more what I'm good at, what I need to, you know, to be happy with. Yes, I care, and that's something, it's okay. Or yes, I'm kind, or yes, whatever, and that's who I am. So accepting that without judging it to the point where it becomes, I can use it on to help me out in those situations. So it's a reminder that there is a lot to build upon, and to bring myself back to that positivity rather than the drama.
Mm-hmm. Your hands just did the flipping over again.
Yeah.
So how are you feeling about what you're learning so far about the flip or the trigger?
I think I understand both sides right now. If I say, okay, there is this side that I, and there is this side. However, maybe how to get to remind myself, what is it that I could do better of? Maybe this is something I would like to understand more. Like intellectually, I'm able to see both sides right now very clearly, and I'm able to understand, okay, what's the reconciliation, or what's the alignment between those two. However, how can I bring myself back, not to feel that suffocated, and not to get this anxiety and worries, and you know, because that other side is worry, anxiety, lack of tolerance, And then the other side is more this joy, harmony. So it's like two camps, which I see right now clearly. The thing, how can I not allow myself to go all the way further? Maybe this is something to explore.
What's a creative way that you can work with this choice point that you're describing?
It's to maybe one thing is to understand what takes me there, the trend, what has been, if I look back and understand, if I write down more, like, okay, when this happens, what was the trigger, what was the thing about it, and how did I manage to go back? You know, more it's to do a my own analysis, basically. Maybe that could be one way to help. And one thing is to like I always love to do, is to visualize more, you know, on my, I will show you my canvas at the end when it's going to be complete with all those things, is to basically visualize it more so I remember it. What am I, which flower am I in right now? And then maybe help me mm-hmm. to go back to the point to exercise, to be kind to myself, or to exercise, or to whatever that could be helpful for me in this aspect.
I can't wait to see your visualized picture one day. But, okay, so now again, I get this visual, and I just want to share and see whether you have any resonance. It's like you've created a painting here, or a picture of a war. And I know you came from, we talked about last time, a country that's got war, and you know a lot of this history about yourself is triggers these understandable fears. And so there's this beauty and these flowers, there's this whole field of flowers, and then there's the war. The war is over there, the thoughts and the dark side. Could be getting into Star Wars now here, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's like, how do you, what's the creative way that you sort of observe the war that's going on inside you, so to speak? Here it is over here. How do you creatively just choose? May not be intellectual, may need to be a feeling, I'm not sure. How does that sound? Does this even sound like something you want to explore, or does it not resonate with you?
I think it does resonate, because if I look at the war, and right now I look from it I observe it from a little bit far away, not because I'm not in it, is the fact that it taught me so much. I learned so much from it that if I wouldn't have been there, I might not be able to create the beauty that I have on the this beautiful, you know, like a glorious type of flower and garden. And I think this is a very good awareness that I'm a product today of what I have experienced before, because this is what made me who I am, and I'm grateful for that. So this is something I'm grateful for it, because this is, even though 17 years of war, it's not fun, but it's something that today gives me a lot of strength to see, okay, this situation, I'm easier to manage it. I'm easier to absorb, you know, like, yes, the lack of freedom, I understand it. I have lived it. I understand what it is. So I can And it helps me to understand more that I should be one grateful for everything I am, and I should never say that 2019 was bad. Right now, I don't dare to say 2020 is bad because I don't know 2021. What does it look like? But I, you know, this is the learning. This is the path that I think of learning. Maybe that's the connection that I make.
That seemed like quite a shift in your energy when you recognized that the war that you experienced literally in a war zone has contributed to the beautiful person you are today, and that there's some value in the learning that's come from that. How would you now maybe articulate the trigger shift, that what's the point where you recognize the beauty in the darkness of the thoughts, perhaps? How do you do that?
Is it one way to look into it? It's the fact that understand what can it teach me more? What can I learn from it? And and second is to I do. It's like still I go back. Don't allow it to take over. Don't allow it to go into the point where give myself the choice to act, or give myself the possibility to act. Like, what can I do best in this situation? Again, you know, am I doing what I needed to do? Am I doing enough? Then I'm doing my best. You know, then it goes back to those questions that I normally ask myself. Did I do my best today? Did I do all what I can do? Then I'm good enough. So those are the questions that I should ask myself in those situations. And that's how I can minimize moment of time, that it would be narrower. Maybe I will not take it away, but it will be minimized and then shifted back the energy to the positive side, while acknowledging, okay, that's the situation.
Sounds good. You can't,
sorry.
That's okay. Your headphones having a...
Sorry, today yeah. They are not in there. I need to get closer. Sorry.
All right. No problem. Okay. Maybe your earphones, why do they want to keep falling out, do you think?
They heard enough. Sorry.
Oh, that's so good. They heard enough. Okay, that's a trigger. That's interesting. How do you want to use that? That's a good message. What do you want to do with that one?
That's a good one. Just remind myself, now you have heard enough of those, but so get back, you know, just like go back. Now that your ears are falling down.
Oh, I'm sorry, I've got tears in my eyes. So good. Oh my gosh, what a wonderful creation there, Christine. I mean, perfect.
Oh. I'm just writing down.
Yes, I'm waiting.
Thank you.
No problem. That's good.
Thank you. But it's this, what story am I telling myself as well? And how am I going to deal with it and try to shift much faster? And maybe get the trigger from the beginning when physically I feel, you know, this knot in my throat or the stomach ache. And not to put high, again, maybe I go back to the high expectation. If I put it in a work environment, it's to put, you know, I need to do this and this and this and this and, you know, and then try to say that, remind yourself that this I can do in 1 hour and I have planned for it on Monday and I can do it then. Mm-hmm. So, just to get that anxiety and this bad, to just get over it. Well, mm-hmm. not get over, but manage it better, I must say.
Well, is I've heard enough? Is that the intervention? Or is it something, because now you've gone to something else, but is that it?
Yeah.
I've heard enough or not?
I think that's a good one to say. I heard enough, you know, stop it. Stop here. And then let's move to the other side. And that's something that I should learn to use.
How would you learn to use it?
Just to remind myself right now that moment that I had, you know, to explore it together with you, and maybe this is something to hold on to, and to say, you know, it's one of those questions that I can ask myself. I heard enough.
And there was a lot of fun, there was a lot of laughter that we just had. So there was something light about this as well. There seemed to be an energy shift that occurred.
Yeah.
So what's the energy you want to have when you say, I've heard enough?
It's to say it with a smile, with a laughter, to say with more than bitterness. More like to say it from the starting point that it's, you know, like, come on, you know, and maybe smile and put a smile to it. Because this is one of the things that I tend to worry so much that I forget to smile anymore. And this is one of the things that is like, one of my New Year resolution was to laugh every day, one time. And that's not easy. That was in 2019, and I didn't manage to do that every day. And this is something maybe I should go back to this lightness and to create it, because it's not always there. And how can I create it? How can I get into the point where I can get those trigger? What, and maybe we recognize more what makes me laugh or what makes me into this joy moment of laughter.
What a nice segue back to joy.
Yeah.
This is quite, feels like quite a significant in realization, something about your ability to have happiness or lightness or joy, even when the dark or the future controlling thoughts want to come in. How would you describe the learning that you've had today?
I discovered light learning. It was light. It was not heavy coming in, I must say. I struggled more with other sessions, but this, it was, I think it came naturally, and it came to the point that the landing is soft and it's not heavy, and I felt that's a very good, I don't know, it makes me feel lighter. And yes, you're very right, this going back to the happiness and joy, this is where I want, this is where I want to be, you know, this is what it is, and not the other camp. Mm-hmm. So going back to this and trying to do what it needs to hang on to it, even when the darkness come. But okay, I will learn from this, but let me be in another maybe state of mind, help myself to be in another state of mind, because the other one will only give me pain instead of being the light and more getting into the dark side of catastrophe.
Mm-hmm. It's always a pleasure to work with you, and seems like you've got some ideas now about the flip or the trigger. So what is something that you feel now you're committed to trying as a result of this?
To use more, I've heard enough. And to recognize that, am I in the happiness and joy, or am I in the dark side of things? And understand where is the beauty that I'm looking for. I think so. This is, and that I have learned from the dark side a lot.
Mm-hmm. That seems significant too, that you've learned a lot from the dark side.
Yeah. So those are maybe, now my triangle is upside down, but it's drawing, but it's, I think it makes a lot of sense, because both of them will go into the happiness and joy. And what will the trigger be is the, I heard enough, you know, it's the learning and those two.
You've mentioned two different scenarios, both at work and then with your kids, with the on the iPod pad thing, whatever. When the next time, I don't know, which scenario do you want to choose, work or home?
I will use the home.
All right. So next time your kids are there playing all these games and on their iPads, and you have this thought of they're going to be nothing, they're just going to be these addicted kids. What's, just imagine you're there for the moment. What's the process for you now to shift that trigger?
One, that there is some truth in it, but it's not maybe, it's not that once that I will, the trigger that I will say that to myself, now you're over dramatizing it. And that's number one. Now you're projecting it far too much. And this is, it's far too much. And then move back to the point of, laugh about it, or come to the point where maybe start from the point of happiness to break it, to invite them to do something with me, or to invite them to start with something, let's do something together, or do, you know, cut that instead of me being angry or being, you know, like, can we do something right now? Now you played that much. Can we, is it okay to do, you know, take 5 more minutes and then we can do something together?
How would you have approached it before this?
Now you need to stop playing.
Well, there's a difference.
Because I said so, because you've been playing and they don't trust you, because you have 2 hours and you always play more than 2 hours, and it goes on and on, you know, and but more from the fact that accusing, maybe I will say avoid the accusing and move into proposing and, you know, like engaging.
Accusing, move into proposing and engaging. That's powerful. Even your whole energy said, I mean, that you immediately, the accusing versus the, hey, 5 more minutes, can we go?
Yeah.
So there's something in there too that seems like a really significant piece of
the shift that can that can be. And I think at work I would say the same thing, because sometimes I accuse myself of not doing enough or not being able to conclude enough or to promise too much that I need to do. And instead of proposing, can we do it later? And try to engage, when is it best time that you can do it? And ask myself. So I think that's one of the tools, maybe. Like, I've heard enough when I need to stop myself. And this one, the second thing, to the strategy, if you want to call it, how to move to it.
So you'll be able to recognize that energy shift in you.
Mm.
Is that what? Because it was a very significant difference in your energy.
Yes. And I think maybe I touched the right word, is accusing, is to accuse. And that's not the right place to anyone, but it's more to completely judge and accuse and take already a decision about the person, either lazy or not good or not good enough in a way.
Mm.
Instead of proposing.
Well, this sounds like a lot of good work you've done again, Christine. It's so beautiful to hear where you end up, and who knows, we never know what's going to happen.
We'll start.
How are you feeling about the work you've done today in our coaching?
I feel very good today. It feels, as I said to you, it feels very light getting into, even though it's not easy with the dark side of things. But I think it's the transition that we have done and the steps that we have taken, and understanding that there will always be two sides, and I need to manage them. And one thing that I like right now, what do I do in the dark side? I think touching on that point is the accusing, is the judgment, and what is it that can I shift it to? I think that's beautiful. If I might give it a quality.
Yes, really, it is beautiful. Or do you feel like this is a good place to complete, or is there something else?
No, I think we can leave it here, and I think I'm very satisfied. Thank you so much.
Such a pleasure to work with you as always, and to feel your energy and your shifts and the experience of just working with you through this. Thank you. It's just wonderful.
Thank you so much.
So I appreciate it. Connect with you again in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Who knows what will have happened.
What necklace will I have?
Yeah, what necklace will be the next one?
Thank you so much, Kali. And wish you a very good weekend too.
Thank you. Yeah. Be well. Bye.
You too. Bye.